Yeah. Okay, this is Ron. Second half of this first one didn't go too good. Today's now July 17th. The time is now 6:24 a.m. in the morning. I'm up early sometimes due to the heat and sometimes due to the anxiety of... Anyway, I want to talk about the food pantry real quick, if I may. Pastor Rush, Dr. Rush, has been doing a very good job with Miss Baptiste, doing an excellent job of running the food pantry. These two young ladies have contributed a lot of time, effort. They've been totally dedicated. And they're not getting any money whatsoever to do this. I'm talking about money because I'm a strong believer in finance. You have to support your community and support the people who support you with your dollars and your cents in order to keep this thing flowing as smoothly as it's supposed to. I don't have the number to the food pantry. I should have taken it down, but they're located on 1171 East 95th Street, Flatlands and Avenue J in the Canarsie section of Brooklyn. Please do not just run down there looking to get food. You need to get the number and call. They're open on the days of Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And we need your support. You know, whatever donations you could give, that can help. I'm doing this podcast radio show. This podcast radio show needs funding. It needs support. I'm doing it from my cell phone, and it's not an easy task at all. You know, I had people come up to me when we had the YouTube cable show, and it wasn't getting any views whatsoever, and let's call it what it is. I used to cover all the events, Comic-Con and the auto show, the travel show, and the eroticas and the AVNs. Well, I stopped covering the AVNs because, hey, listen, why should I be jumping on a plane, running all the way down there to these guys? Bunch of half-naked women swinging from the chandeliers, and they don't give you nothing. Not a penny. And that's how I feel when I see the people come to the food pantry, and they don't want to give no money. They don't leave an offering or anything. And she doesn't ask for anything, but come on now. The truck that brings the food, it needs gas. Every month, they have to pay the insurance. They need maintenance to be done on the vehicle. And you don't give nothing, not even a dollar? Anyway, look, God's going to be good. And you need to support this ministry. Next time I come on here, I'm going to try to get the phone number where you can call and get the app and get on the list so that you can come in and get food. All right? Food. And she has some nice food, you know. But, you know, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. I've been talking about the landlord and his nonsense, but God's given me the victory. Really, it does. I'm I'm far from being the best Christian I can be. But Pastor Rush and Miss Baptiste have encouraged me to continue on. I thank you.